Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a daily opportunity to stop for a moment and listen to God. Let me read to you from the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is a really famous chapter, and rightly so. But the fact is that Paul didn't write in chapters. Chapter divisions arrived about 1,200 years later. So whenever we see a chapter division, we need to at least peer at what happens next. This is really important in this particular letter, because if you looked at chapter 13, you might think that love is so important that you can forget about the gifts of the Spirit. After all, they have a limited shelf life, as Paul has just explained. But here at the start of chapter 14, he makes it plain that we all need to make love the goal of our lives, and at the same time, we need to seek after the wonderful gifts that the Holy Spirit wants to give us. The church in Corinth had got into a horrible muddle about spiritual gifts, and Paul is trying to straighten them out. Their meetings had become totally disorganized and unhelpful, with people trying to outdo one another as they use their gifts. Paul is eager to give them some clear rules so that they'll start appreciating the gifts that God has given them and use them in a way that can build the whole church. Sadly, the Corinthian church wasn't the last church in the world to get in a muddle. Churches can still slip up. Sad as this is, it should never surprise us because they're made up of sinful human beings. Much as we love the Lord, we still trip over our selfishness and idiosyncrasies. So it's vital that we keep focused on Paul's wise words and continually ensure that we make love our goal, but also eagerly seek after the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you've given us. Help us to treasure them and to use them to build your church today. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you have a good day and that you'll listen in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier Radio.